somewhat secure friend definition. But I think someone whom we're close with, mutual interest, someone that times when we need something to us unselfishly, perhaps sometimes in those areas, but at least we agree should be. A great example, David and Jonathan, 18, verse 1, knit. There's a connection. There, notorious one is the Abinadab. You remember Amnon's half-sister helped him. So we have friends with. We make friends. What's reasons? By chance. I have a good friend who Dade City, Florida, city, and I was, where he had to go away in charge. Doug, my friend, stay with me and help me. We share with you all the gory tales too, but we formed a bond. And sometimes it's common interest. Golf, you have an interest in figures, some activities, chips because of that. A sweet lady named Maggie brought them together. Well, besides, lived on Bowers Avenue. Friends all these years, even today, she calls Maggie. Chips are formed for the, personality similar, temperament, it's just like an emotional concern. Others, slowly, you have a situation, person's friend, and, establish that connection. Abraham, I don't think there's anything than the he or she. There are kids, certain ones you've had that same. Someone that you like, they're the most popular. I wanted notoriety, that popular. And but a friendship, respect, and must be to occur. That I want to be zealous to be God. It's something that I want to be, if someone were to think that's what I'd want, a friend of God. Abraham was God's warning about him and a friend. And what to be something that God sought out Abraham. Came from a place called Babylon, part of modern, in that region to the, that's where Abraham came from, that place, and he says to the land. And Stephen, when he made it in Acts chapter 7, history, verse 2 of Acts 7, glory appeared to Tamia. Before, leave your come into the land. Then he left the land of there after his father to this country in which he came from a verse 2. There have been some in that location, right? Probably heirs of life. Namu. Of the Chaldeans, city on the Euphrates, perhaps 306th moon, or the moon god. Nations there from 19, and they make royal tombs, copper, jewelry, musical instruments. Picture of the top right mentioned and covered, because it reminds people of the ram that was in place of his son Isaac. That was a few scans. Presentation is actually caught in a thicket, but it was very ordinary and precious jewels, many that they found, in the civilization of heaven. And we know this because the Lord, the God of Israel, Euphrates, served other gods. From that environment to go to Canaan, God of heaven, the true God, society. That God of Canaan is called, illustrate, as I mentioned earlier, Abraham had God and led him. And God does that up to his estranged terms of reconciliation, people who we could say living in rebellion. God and his love for us out. Extends the hand of us before we a couple of passages, verses 5, verses 6, still weak, godly. Though perhaps for a good, his love for us, and that Christ died, we have now been justified, saved by him. While we were enemies, we were reconciled. Much more we be saved. That God reached out, helped weakness. And God reached out, patience. God, for our sins, has mended the break ends. And praise be, despite our rebellion, it's enough. that again we could be saved. 11 through 13, how Christians there in F4, remember, called the which is made, were at that time alienated to the covenants of promise. God in the world, you who once were the blood of Christ, where these an alien part of the commonwealth race, they were not, they were separated from God and separated from, made them one new man. Gentiles in, once were far off Christ. We see illustrated in the country, and God called the land of Canaan, possess that land, all the families of the earth. God brought Abraham and gave him these promises. In fact, despite our, and even though time of darkness, have no wisdom, no knowledge, simply to no spiritual learned about us and reaching out to us to God's call. Abraham, and that he'd never seen really where it was. How does he desires to be our God, our Savior, but do and respond if he had rejected. He believed the Lord God, believed his promise. He promises to give him son to raise up a nation in him. I would eventually come, would be blessed. Or Abraham believed. He didn't. He obeyed God. If Abraham obeyed that he was to receive, knowing the comforts of home, relatives, his family, to follow and serve the, that he doesn't even know. That's faith. That is why he uses Abraham. Works is dead. Not justified by works. It wasn't his faith. His works made his faith. Scripture was fulfilled. And he counted it to him as right God. Then, a faith. There are examples of his signs. They did not would indicate the sign. James said, obedient to the will of God. What did Abraham believe? That he and Sarah would have a promise God made, and that she was barren. It says about Abraham, when he considered, since he was about considered the barren, you know, he looked at these, believed they were overcome those things. He believed up a, and they possessed the land, and he believed that through it would be blessed. Christ. Galatians. And believe these promises. And that's the point of James Ben gave us earlier. Justified by works. You see, and faith was complete. And then it says, offered up Isaac was in the act of, through Isaac shall you consider that God was age, figuratively speaking. It's one of the things that really stands out to me. That when not, he did not protest, question God, say, I know I'm not going to do me. Commanded him to offer up his things, the place that God told him the way. You remember, wood, we have the fire. And Abraham said, you remember, he left his, he said, you stay here, and we'll return to you. That mountain, and he fire. And that's when God had deployed. And, incredible story, I do that. What I have through his mind, well, I some clue as to what they're dead. So, and the thing that I admirable about Abraham, he didn't doubt this. It would happen. Well, he can fulfill, but God didn't do that. Offspring be named from the dead. And what it ended, didn't understand, it turned out that God would work it out of faith. I would like to be that kind of friend. I would like for you to be that. The lesson that we should take from him is called the friend of faith. He obeyed. And that's what James. Well, Isaiah chapter. Yet despite that, while still alienating you, just like he calls light, 1 Peter 2, world. 2 Corinthians 4, go out from there and touch no, be a father to you, says the Lord Almighty. Calling you this morning. This extraordinary cross means an exhaustive list are special to receive, to have the transgressions out. Verse 12, for I will now remember their sin if you would obey him. This God says, I will recount. 1 John chapter 1, and just to cleanse us from Christians, the best. In fact, it ratchets up and intense with the Lord and so the death and targeting us. But we have the Christians, evil and just. Christ tag on it. Because Hebrews 11, 15, verse 5. To raise us from the dead. 5 verses 28 and 20. Do not who are in the tombs done good to the resurrection of judgment. Chapter 15 and verse 15. I tell you a mystery. This comes again. In a moment, trumpet will sound. We shall be changed, perishable, and that. But it happens to be and will happen. Look with faith. Come in heaven. Take Jesus and say, I go to prepare. You may be also all of God's. 4 verses 16, speaking about the coming descent from heaven with an archangel, and with the sun will rise first, will be caught up to God in the air, and with the Lord. Are you believe to us? As we bring this lesson to a will you respond to God? Will you believe in His Son, obey the gospel? Will you realize that? John explicitly said, God, if you're an enemy of God right now, see, with God. Does not wish for His Son Jesus, who become His friend. You are my friends. If you're God's friend, and so then we need to think about before the Lord that you're in right now. Sin has destroyed you. Restore. Believe in His Son and obey His. If you're a Christian who's been very friendly, shown yourself to be a friend, He will not despise you like that Father. He will bring you home, and He will celebrate home. And we're to God. Relationship today, if you have.